Hello and welcome to another episode of the Side by Side ATC podcast. I'm your host, Dom Haynes. And this week, we're kind of continuing in the theme that we've been in for the last few weeks. And it all started with, you know, that one thing that you cannot do at the academy. And that is, of course, give up. And then we talked about how to get through those tough times. And then how can I reach my ATC goal? And today, I want to talk a little bit more, and I know I've been over this, but I want to talk about being intentional while you're at the academy. And how it's not just the academy that we want to do this. We want to do this every day, no matter what we're doing. And it's being intentional about every day. And this is something that is going to be huge for me to try to work on myself. You know, but at the academy, you have so little time and so much information to get through, to understand, to be able to apply. And you have so little time to do that. And so you have to be very, very, very intentional. And I'll quote John Maxwell here. Intentional living is the bridge that will lead you to a life that matters. And for us as air traffic controllers, that means that we need to be intentional if we want to have that life as a controller. And while you're going through the academy, it's just so important to be intentional. Okay? And I would even I would even throw this out there. You have to start doing this before you get to the academy. You cannot decide while you're going through basics, you know, yeah, that Tom guy on that podcast was right for once, and I need to start being intentional. You might be able to pull it off, pardon me, but it's going to be difficult. It's going to be difficult to change while you're in Oklahoma City. So if you can, if you're not already there, if you're already there, do your best. Do your best today to be intentional today. Start today. Don't worry about yesterday or the day before. If you're at the academy already, start today. Be intentional. And we'll talk about what that looks like in just a little bit. But if you're not at the academy yet, then try to get that habit ingrained before you get there. I guarantee you, and I cannot emphasize enough what a benefit it will be and how far ahead you will be if you do this. Because most people and most students do not live and do not spend their time at the academy intentionally. And I mean every day. Every day. Now, am I saying you have to study every day? No. And if you've been listening to this podcast, no. I've said it before, no. You need time away. But that time away is intentionally time away from the academy. Don't be half-hearted about that. If you're going to get together with your class, who you are bonding with, and y'all are going to do something that is not academy related, then don't sit there and talk about academy stuff while you're doing it. Just make a pact No Academy stuff today. No Academy stuff while we're out having fun. Okay? That is being intentional. And you need that. And you have to do that. And like I said, if you can, try to develop that habit before you get to the Academy. Because you can try, and it's been tried, you can try to coast through the Academy. And I know it's been tried because I tried it. I was able to coast through the Academy to a point. And if I had kept trying to coast through the Academy, I would never have passed. And then there were other people who did, in my class, who did coast the whole way, and they didn't pass. You cannot get through the Academy. No one, I don't care what your background, no one can get through the Academy by coasting through it. You have to be intentional. You have to be. And when you're going to start, you're going to find out that when you start being intentional, that you stop trying and you start doing. Okay? You stop trying to be something and you start doing what it takes to be that. Okay? And if you're already at the Academy, you stop trying to get better and you start doing what it takes to get better. And then one more quick quote from John Maxwell. And this really applies at the Academy. And then I'm going to add on a little bit at the end of it so that it truly applies. But his quote is, "You have to do it the first time so that you can do it the second time. So that you can do it the third time. So that you can do it 30 times. And then I add on, so that you can do it every time." And what that all means is you practice it, and you practice it correctly. You do it correctly the first time. And we've all been there. Every air traffic controller has been there at some point. They've done something correctly the first time. You have to do it correctly the first time in order to do it correctly the second time and the third time so that you can then do it correctly 30 times. And then, like I said, so you can do it correctly every time. Now that we've kind of set the foundation, how does that really look, Tom? When I get to the Academy and I'm in class and I get asked to do something and I'm in front of the class and I don't know how to do it or I get it wrong or whatever the situation is, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. You're going to have that day in class. You're going to have that day in the lab. You're going to have that day in your evals where you get something wrong. They haven't had a perfect student yet at the Academy. And I can pretty much guarantee you that none of the instructors would be able to go through it perfectly either. So perfection is not really your goal. It's not perfection. That's your goal. What you want to do is day in and day out, just get better. Get better. And when you have a situation that comes up, whether it's in the classroom or the lab, and you make a mistake, you mess up, you couldn't recall what you had learned in that moment, and you know, there are a lot of feelings that come into that moment. You may feel embarrassed. You may feel you've let your instructor down. You may feel all sorts of different emotions. And for some of you, it's going to be the first time you fail at something. And here you're doing it in front of the class. And the thing to remember is that you're not supposed to know everything on day one at the academy. You're not supposed to know all the phraseology. You're not supposed to know all the crossing restrictions. You're not supposed to know even how to write or say a crossing restriction, let alone know which restriction you need. That's what the instructors are going to teach you. And then that's what you're going to practice. And that's what you're going to get better at each and every day. That process is what living intentionally is all about. And believe me, it's something that I need to take to heart also. Each one of us has to be reminded that if we want to accomplish something, and if it's worth our time and effort to accomplish that goal, then it's going to take something from us. It's going to take a sacrifice from us. It's going to take hard work from us. It's going to take us giving up something in order to accomplish it. And a lot of times, the bigger the goal, the smaller the steps have to be. We're not talking huge steps, huge leaps in your air traffic journey. It's a bunch of small steps. You know, it comes back to the old question of how do you eat an elephant? Well, you eat an elephant one bite at a time. It just takes a long time. Becoming an air traffic controller is the same thing. You don't just wake up on day 5 of the academy and go, oh, I know everything I need to know about being an air traffic controller. I'm good. And you're not going to wake up on day 59 with that thought in your head either. You're probably not going to wake up with that thought for 2 or 3 years after you start. And even then, you don't know everything about it. But what you have to do on day one of the academy is learn what you need to learn on day one. Be there. And I'm going to throw something out there. Be willing to make mistakes. As a matter of fact, I would encourage you to make mistakes. And I know I've said it in previous podcasts, make the instructors work. Make your lead instructor your A lead. Explain things. That's why they're there, is to explain things to you. And to explain them over and over and over until you and your classmates understand. That is their job. That is why they are there. Let them do their job. Don't deprive them of that by thinking you have to be perfect. Be willing to make mistakes. Be willing to step out there. And who knows, maybe be embarrassed in front of your classmates when you forget something. But that's okay, because I guarantee you there's one of your classmates, at least one of your classmates, that forgot it too. And so every time you get up in front of your class and you make a mistake, you're helping your class. And you're giving the instructor something to do. So don't look at making a mistake as a negative thing. Make mistakes. This is all part of being intentional. While you're at the academy, understand that you will make mistakes. Like I said, no one's been perfect through the academy. And I've got to tell you, I've had some great students. I've had some phenomenal students who are having wonderful careers as air traffic controllers. But they were not perfect. They were not perfect. I've had a student on their non-radar evals get a 90. I'm sorry. Non-radar evals. Student got 100 and a 97. I had another student, same class, on their radar evals, get 100, 100, and a 97. Two incredible students. I've had students in just about every class that I was a part of. They were phenomenal students. And sometimes their grades showed it, and sometimes their grades didn't. Sometimes they passed, but not with the score that you would have expected. But it's not your job to try and be perfect. It's like I said, no one has. Now, as far as what your goal should be, score-wise, well, definitely don't make 70 your goal, because then if you miss by even just a little bit, you don't pass. Your goal at the very least needs to be 80, but I would make my goal, if I'm going to the academy, if I'm any of you that are going to the academy, my goal is to make in the 90s, period. Now, right this moment, if you're not at the academy, it's a dream. You can turn it into your goal, something that you can reach, by determining that you are going to be intentional with every moment that you're at the academy.
And like I said, that doesn't mean you're studying 24/7 the whole time, the whole 12 weeks. No, you can't. You shouldn't. But it does mean, pardon me, that you can be intentional even about the time off, even about the time with friends, even with your time with loved ones, whether in person or on the phone, on Zoom, however you get and get together. But be intentional about it. And when you're with them, be with them. Determine that that is time with them for you to recharge. Now, if you're going to try and combine time with them with studying and let them help you study, great. Be intentional about it. Determine that that's the purpose. Okay? Be intentional and be focused. I cannot stress it enough. I really can't. That's why some of these podcasts just kind of go over very similar topics, because they're important. And they're the most important thing that I can come up with to talk to you about, to make sure you understand. It's been said that you have to hear something 3 times before it finally starts to sink in. Okay. Then my job is to tell it to you 5 or 6 times. Just to make sure. And it's your instructor's job too. And yes, they're going to get frustrated. And unfortunately, some of the instructors, whether it's your lead, a lead, or just a row instructor that's helping you, they may lash out unintentionally, but they may lash out. Hopefully, what they'll do is try to come up with a way to help you pass that hurdle. Something that you'll remember when you have to remember it. Some way to get through. And for me, in my time in Oklahoma City, that right there, trying to find what each student needed individually was my goal. That was the goal that I had. And there were times when I was able to reach that goal with certain students. And I got to tell you, most of the time it was unintentional. I mean, there were some amazing times when I would say something and the student would go, wow, that fits right into what I was doing before I came here. And then there were other times when I would ask, did you play a sport? Because that makes it easier for me to relate and figure out how to relate something. And there were times when that worked out really well. So when you make a mistake, it's not the end of the world. No matter how your instructor reacts to it, it's still not the end of the world. The key is, what do you do with that? And so when I talk about being intentional, one of the most important ways that you can be intentional is when you do make a mistake, And like I said, I encourage you to make mistakes. Please. Please make mistakes. Make them in practice. So that you can talk to the instructor about it. So that you can learn. The goal is not a clean sheet during a practice scenario. The goal is a clean sheet when it counts. You cannot get a clean sheet when it counts by having clean sheets when it's in practice. You really can't. Make mistakes. But when you do make a mistake, realize it's not the end of the world. It's an opportunity. It's an opportunity because you found something that you're not perfect at yet. You found something that you need to practice. You found something to focus on. And that turns that mistake into gold. That's why I want you to make mistakes. So that you can turn those mistakes into gold. Pure, solid gold. And that is what you have to do. You have to take those mistakes and go, okay, this is what I got an error on. This is what I got an error on. This is what I got an error on. This is what the instructor told me I did wrong in class. This is what I did wrong in class. This is what I couldn't remember when I got up in front of the class. Okay? Take those instances and work on them. Those instances are telling you what you need to focus on when you practice later that day or the next day. That is what those mistakes are. They're focus, what you can focus on the next time you practice, the next time you study. So like I said, you are going to make mistakes. Everyone does. You're going to make mistakes as an air traffic controller later on. Everyone does. If you meet an air traffic controller who tells you, I've never made a mistake, number one, they're lying. Number two, they haven't worked any traffic. Okay? You are going to make mistakes. But don't focus on the mistake as being negative. Because the mistake is neither negative or positive. What you do about the mistake is what makes it negative or positive. And if you do what it takes to take those mistakes and turn them around, that is gold. And that is what being intentional is all about. But make up your mind before you get there. Make it a habit before you get there, if at all possible. If you're already at the academy, start doing it today. Make it what you are going to do today and every day until you finish. That is what being intentional at the academy is all about. Now, if you need help being intentional, get help. Get help. Either from your instructor, from me. If you need help, email me. And you know what's going to happen after you email me? Is you're going to end up getting my phone number, which means you can text me. If you need help being intentional, if you need help turning mistakes into gold, that is why I'm here. That is why I do this. And that is what I want for each and every one of you. Turn those mistakes into gold. But the only way to do that, you cannot do that by trying to coast. You have to be intentional. All right. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you so much for continuing to listen to the podcast, for continuing to give us reviews. And just one last word. Those of you that, and I assume it's most of you, those of you that have made that decision that you want to be an air traffic controller, you have chosen what I think is the best possible career, but you've also chosen a pretty dang hard career to get into. And by going through the academy, you're going through one of the most difficult things you could ever try to accomplish. It is not easy. So, whatever you do, don't try and go it alone. I'll post my email that'll be in the notes. The website will be in the notes. But email me. Let me know your concerns. Let me know what you need help with. That's why I'm here. That's why I do this. And that's why I named it Side by Side ATC. It's one of the reasons. The name is there because I don't want you to feel like you have to go through this alone. And please don't. Whether it's me or someone else, find someone to walk through it with you. It'll be easier and you'll be better if you have someone walk through it with you. And on that note, I'll leave you and just have a great week. Have a great week. If you're at the academy, treat each day like it's the most important day, because it is. You can't do anything about yesterday, and you can't do anything about tomorrow. Work on today and be intentional about it. You guys have a great week. Bye.